Been Ephesians chapter 3 this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Talk about today praying for God's power. Who doesn't need that, right? We need God's power. Something that's common to all of us, and it's not something we like to think about or talk about, but someday all of us are going to die. Now, did I tell you anything you didn't already know? Someday. We don't like to think about it because we really don't want to die. Even though we've got our plans made, and I hope all of us in here today do, that we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. He's the only way to know the Father, and He's the only way to go to heaven, right? That's it. Even though we know that, it's the event of dying that we don't especially like. Lots of anxiety can come to a person about that, thinking about that, because they don't know Jesus, especially. I mean, really know Jesus as Savior and Lord, the one who is in control. And when they don't have a relationship with God through Christ, chances are that they don't pray either, right? A lot of people ask you, you know, pray for me about this, pray for me about that. I can't open up Facebook without somebody saying they want prayer for this or prayer for that, or they've got an unspoken request and this, that, and the other. And I don't know if they're Christians or not, but they want Christians to pray for them. They see value in that. But they don't necessarily know how to pray, or they feel like they don't know how to pray, or maybe they really don't know how to pray. But the answer to all those anxieties that come with not wanting to die or not knowing how to pray or who to pray to, the answer to all those issues is Jesus. He's the answer to all of those things. Jesus Christ gives us access to God through prayer, and Jesus defeated death on the cross, so death is not our enemy. So that's pretty good news, is it not? The verses that we're looking at today, they're really kind of in the middle of the book of Ephesians, and they're strategically placed there as kind of a turning point in the book, because the chapters before tell us who we are in Christ, and then the chapters following that tell us how to live for Christ. And we're told in these verses how to pray for God's power. And I say again, do we not need God's power in order to live the Christian life? Yes, we do. We need His power, and we need to know His will, and we need to pray to get those answers, because He knows what the answer is, doesn't He? Because He has a plan for each of us. So let's start this morning as Paul, the Apostle Paul, gives this prayer in verse 14. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." And everybody said, amen, amen. How do you pray? Well, first, it should be with humility. Now, if you were here Wednesday night, we talked about this, talking about praying with humbleness because of who we're praying to. But notice the Apostle Paul's his posture here. It's he's kneeling. He says, "I bow my knee before the Father." Now, you remember Paul is a Jew that Jesus saved. And so kneeling was not the common posture for a Jew to pray. They usually stood and prayed. And you can still see that to this day. If you look at video or pictures of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, they're all standing at that wall and praying. And so when you look at the Bible, whenever someone was kneeling in prayer in the Bible, they're praying with deep humility and deep emotion before God. In other words, they're on their knees because they really need an answer from God. Now, that's not saying that's the only posture that there is to pray. Some people find it difficult to kneel. I find it difficult to kneel for any period of time. The older I get, the harder it is to stay on my knees. I had some guys to the office the other day. We've got this sliding gate, that motorized gate that you go in and out, and the motor wasn't working right. So I had the bright idea that I could probably fix that thing. You know how guys are. I'd get there and fix that thing. Well, long story short, I called the man to come. But anyway, at that time I was kneeling, and man, it didn't take long that my knees were hurting on that concrete. And so that might have been the reason why I called the man too, because I just didn't want to fool with it. And Belk's got money to fix it anyway, right? What am I doing out there? But anyway, when we pray kneeling, it's more an attitude of the heart, right? It's our attitude of our heart. Now, a lot of times when I pray, I may just sit down like this, but I'm bent over like this in prayer. I find that to be a good position to be in. Just to focus on God and just be like this in prayer. And you know, if you can't come down here and kneel and pray during the invitation time, you can sure do that, can't you? You can do that. You can come down here and sit on this front pew, and that's your prayer posture. That's you humbling yourself before God. Now, in Paul's case, here it seems like he is on his knees. He says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father." Well, for what reason? Well, for one thing, Paul was grateful, we see in these verses, gratitude. Now, if you've been studying in Sunday school, if you've been in Sunday school, we're in the book of Ephesians, you'll recall that the first two chapters talk about the grace of God to save sinners like you and me, right? I don't get tired of hearing about God's grace, do you? When we reflect on God's amazing grace, it should lead us really to get on our faces before God, who called us and redeemed us and forgave us and saved us, right? Christ died on our behalf. The Spirit has sealed us. God's brought us from death to life, raised us up with Christ, seated us with Christ. God has made us a part of the church, right? He's made us a part of His kingdom. That is a high honor, is it not? High honor. And in light of all these graces in the first two chapters, Paul said it's for this reason, that reason, that I'm on my knees before the Father. So when we pray, we should pray with humble gratitude. Kneeling in prayer, if not actually kneeling, then we're in an attitude of kneeling in our hearts. Kneeling is also a sign of desperation. You ever been desperate? Boy, I have. That's not a fun place to be, is it? Desperate. There's times when we're just desperate to get an answer from God. And sometimes getting on our knees is not low enough. And I'm not saying this to brag or nothing, but I'm telling you, I can recall a time in my life when I was this about as desperate as I could be. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I just laid face down in the living room floor and prayed. Desperate. And I'm telling you, when you get that way with God, God will answer your prayer. I had an answer and a solution to that problem by the time the sun came up. You tell me God don't honor when you get on your face before Him and humble your heart. Get rid of that pride and whatever else is keeping you from humbling yourself before a great God. I'm telling you, God takes care of us. He sure does. Now, Paul is writing here to the Ephesian church. And so he's thinking about who's in that church. And he's considering the great spiritual needs that they have. He knows that they have needs that only God can meet. Their spirits are weak. There's not much power to do the work of God. They're not grounded very well in the Word of God. They have no power. They're just nothing. Sounds like us, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Sounds like us. And so Paul prays that God would grant them His power and strengthen them in their inner spirit and make them viable and strong, and that they would understand that they have these needs. That's really the first thing, isn't it? The first thing to getting a solution for a problem is knowing that you got a problem, right? And sometimes we just go along like everything's fine, and we just go week in and week out like everything's fine when there's a problem. And when we finally figure out with God's help that we have a problem, then God can help us with the problem, right? And so Paul's looking at this church and he's seeing these issues, and he says, he's praying that God, would you just infuse your strength and your energy and your power in this group of your people? Oh, I pray that today for us, don't you? God, that's why oftentimes when you hear me pray, I'm saying, God, would you just invade us with your spirit? That sounds, oh my gosh, invade? Yeah, that's what I want. I want God just to invade my life with His spirit, amen? God, you just take over and just do what you want to do. Paul understood that if there was anything special going to happen in the Ephesian church, that it was going to take a move of God's hand. A move of God's hand in order for this church to have what it needed, and he was desperate for God to answer. When it comes to your needs or the needs of this church, do you ever come to God desperately seeking Him? Desperately? I think we probably don't, do we? Do you realize this morning that we're helpless and powerless without God? I'm talking to us this morning. I'm not talking about the Ephesian church, by the way. I'm talking to us. Do we realize this morning that we can do nothing without Jesus? Do we realize this morning how powerless we are without God invading us with His Spirit? The Bible says apart from Christ, we can do nothing, right? We can have meetings. We can have meetings. Christian folks have lots of meetings, don't they? We have lots of meetings. We talk about Jesus, and we talk about this and that and the other. But apart from Christ, we can do nothing. Nothing of any spiritual significance. That should humble us, right? That should humble us and make us desperate for God's hand to move in our lives. Paul was on his knees because he was grateful. He was on his knees because he was desperate. But Paul was also on his knees because he had confidence. Confidence. When Paul prayed, he prayed with confidence in the one that he was praying to. He prayed with expectation. Do your prayers just ever, are you just rattling off prayers, not in the back of your mind, really wondering if God's going to do anything or not? Or is he even listening? Do we pray with expectation? Or don't we have confidence? And that's another way of saying faith, isn't it? Faith. Do we have faith in the one that we're praying to? Do we have faith that he's actually going to answer our prayer? We have faith that he can do anything that we want him to do? He can. He can do anything that we need him to do. Anything that he wants to do. The reason we can come to God in confidence is because of our position in Christ. We can come to God in confidence because of our relationship to Christ. We can come to God because of what Jesus has done, because he has reconciled us to God. He's joined us to God so that we can have access to him. Without being in Christ, we would have no access to God at all. A man once told me that he believed in God, but he wasn't so sure about Jesus. He wasn't so sure about Jesus. He's not talking about my God, because you can't have one without the other. And if you're talking about, maybe he was talking about a different God. Maybe some little g God. But he wasn't talking about the God of the Bible. He wasn't talking about my God. Jesus is the only connection that we have with God. The God of the Bible is a holy God. And without Jesus, we could never even think of approaching God. You don't know about Jesus. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. He's my connection to God. It's through his blood that I can even approach God. He's my connection. You can't have a relationship with God without Jesus. You can't. Verse 12 tells us that we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Jesus. Listen, you and I need to use our access. Do you hear me? We need to use our access. In other words, we all need to start praying. These are days when we need to pray, right? Boy, don't we need to pray. We need to use our access. Do you know Jesus this morning as your Savior? Then use your access. Amen? You've got access to God, who's in control of all of this stuff. You have access to God through Jesus, through prayer. Everyone that calls First Baptist Lexington their home church needs to use their access. We need to use our access to God because we have great needs. And our town here has great needs. Our state has great needs. Our country has great needs. Southern Baptist Convention has great needs. All that we're a part of. Come to God with humility. Be grateful to God for what He's done in the past. Pray desperately that His hand will once again move among us. I'm desperate for that. We need to get serious about that, do we not? When we pray, we can be encouraged to know that we can come to God with confidence, knowing that as we humble ourselves in prayer before Him, that He'll answer us. And so those are part of the reasons, and I'm sure there's many more, that Paul started out our scripture today in verse 14. He says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father. For this reason I need answers to my prayer. For this reason, God, we want you to move in our midst like you've never moved before in any of us." Are you scared to pray like that? Some people say, "Oh, what if I pray like that? And what if God does something?" Nah, what do you mean? God's not going to do nothing crazy. The only crazy one is us, right? For even thinking about that. Think of how wonderful it would be if all of us prayed for God's hand to move and really get down with it. "For this reason, I bow my knees to God the Father." Amen. Let's pray. Father, would you help us, Lord, this morning as we consider our needs? Would you help us this morning as we consider what you have done for us and the fact that we have access to God through Jesus? Would you help us as we consider that we need new life? Would you help us to consider, Lord, we need you because we get discouraged? Would you help us, Lord, to know our needs? Know the things that we need to lift to you in prayer. Know what your will is. Know where our place is, Lord God. We just give you the praise as you work in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.